Right, so I'm going to start a fresh new podcast and see if I can tell you more about my week. So this is part one of my week, and my week started off with a lovely day and a lovely evening. The evening ended up with, just to sort of skip over my day there because it was full of work that was scheduled, but during the evening was more interesting in that I went to a high school to be a careers... I wasn't really a careers expert, I went to a careers fair. And whilst I was at the careers fair, I was supposed to be there to sell myself and my services and tell people, children and young people, or young people in year 10 of school, of sort of 15 to 16 age, how to or what to expect, and to get them into the understanding of not just what courses they might like to do in college and for further education, but also to consider their overall idea of their career path and to map that out alongside their career's dream, I suppose. And it was a rather interesting... an interesting realization of how some schools or young people are still lacking in awareness of the types of business that actually exist in this world. And I think some young people would really find it difficult to believe people get paid to be comedians or to stand up and talk and be a public speaker. And if we narrow down to actual school subjects, because those occupations I've mentioned do exist, but they're not really qualified, as in you can't get a qualification in them as such, or at least not openly. And secondary schools don't promote that kind of stuff. And I think... They should, to some degree. They really should push for and develop what the talent that children and young people have in them. And it's really interesting to see and hear that there were some children who really were engaged and enjoyed types of code work. And when I say code work, I wanted to say design and HTML. And I found myself selling HTML and CSS to them because they were further ahead and they were learning how to use... some of them were saying MySQL, but they were Perl and Python. Python seems to be a popular one. And I do believe that Python probably has stemmed from the upper levels of the code club. So the code club does visual... code work that links straight through to HTML and CSS, and then later down the line it plugs into Python, if I'm correct. So that's where these kids are picking up those languages, but the ones I spoke to were not really aware of the HTML aspects. So that was a bit sad in some ways. I thought that people that deliver these services do actually have a wide berth of skills and experiences. And they do include levels of HTML and CSS, but they do not deliver that specifically. And I think that children do need to develop their way through the ranks. And it's interesting to know that some of them are able just to pick up Python quite easily and straight away. It'd be interesting and fun to figure out a real careers path. But the problem that I had with being there was that I was coming across as a visuals person with the knowledge of these different types of technologies and who does what, and I was having to tell these young people and educate them and understanding what the real world opportunities are there. And the parents were sort of likewise, they were unaware of these opportunities. So what I thought was a straightforward task actually was a little bit difficult in some ways. And that's at the more technical end. But actually, there was a simplified route in that there were people that were interested in various visual media and photography, illustration. There were quite a few that liked the aspect of me developing the idea of brand and identity, but through social media and how people use social media. And for me to be an expert or a manager of other people's accounts, and for me to spend my time on what children and young people would consider play tools, is what I would be making a living from. And I think when they hear these stories and meet people like myself, it does open their minds somewhat. But again, I do think that from the feedback and the feeling that I got was that children actually understand that subjects like design and technology, they do offer graphic design in some, and the arts or art subjects, they do limit somewhat to some degree the abilities or the interest that children have. It seems that the art subject broadly taints the idea and concept of or the ability, the actual mindset of somebody that is creative. The art subject in schools doesn't really allow creativity. It fosters people to understand what art is on a narrow mind, and it doesn't fix, it doesn't develop, and doesn't focus on other elements of what could be considered art. And it doesn't then develop the aspect of art that could use technology, but into the technological aspects, which are still creative subjects. There is a creative industry in this world that is based on technology, and schools' education system doesn't deliver and help children, young people, to understand these subjects and these qualifications or these job roles. And what was really coming out of the careers fair was that the schools do believe that they're trying to do this and to develop this work, but their way of doing this would be to invite people like myself to these amazing little STEM fairs or school careers fairs. And to some degree, it feels like it's working, but there really does need to be a much larger scale of expansion on getting children to really understand these unique jobs and to allow them to dislike, to hate, and to not enjoy certain jobs. I think children should be allowed to go through these feelings. And through the fair that I had, it was great and it was wonderful to be at the school. But then for the work that I deliver, it felt that there was a lacking of some of the young people really understanding that they have real talent and they need to understand what it is that they're good at, because that is their career choice. And no matter what, there is going to be a career out there for them, because some of them were thinking that they were doodling and drawing and that was not allowed. But I was trying my best to explain that illustrators, people that feel like they can doodle and draw and do these things either by pen or digitally, it do exist in the world. So it was a very fun evening and I had a great time, really. But that was only the first day of my week. So it's been one of those weeks that I've jam-packed everything into. So please do tweet us at Tea and Toast, or just directly follow from this audio boot onto the next one to hear how the rest of my week goes.